Hi there, I'm Kim Komando, and you're going to love this special Komando On Demand podcast because it's full of highlights from one of my recent radio shows. That's right, every weekend on over 400 top stations from coast to coast, I give you just the top tech news that you need to know to stay up to date, and we speak to people just like you. You can find your local station over at the website, of course, komando.com. Now, I have to tell you, this podcast is not the entire three-hour, jam-packed Kim Komando show that airs every single weekend. This podcast is just a few highlights. Think of it like a teaser, like you're just putting your toe in the water. And I bet you'll realize what you're missing, because knowledge is power. And if you want to get the entire three-hour Kim Komando show podcast, well, you have to sign up for that over at getkim.com.
I'm Mike James. Coming up next, Kim talks to Trevor Fishbach. He's the CEO of StarChase, and his company is behind some very cool technology that might just make high-speed chases a thing of the past. But first, let's take a moment to recognize our partners at Indeed.
Hi, Trevor. Thanks for coming on the show with us today.
Hi, Kim. How are you? Thank you.
So you've invented, I would say, because I did some research on it. It looks like a high-tech arrow, would you say?
Yeah, it's actually a GPS tag that is, it's been around, we've been commercialized now for about 5 years, and we're in 21 states today with the technology, 21 states across this country, up in Canada, and have some international partners or agencies as well using the technology. So the invention has met commercialization.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and the tag is a less lethal device, of course. It's not meant to bring any more challenges to law enforcement when they're dealing with these high-risk events.
So when there is a chase, we always see the police cars trying to, you know, drive the guy or gal, in the case of Los Angeles, a woman, off the road or corner them or trying to pit themselves against it to just stop them from doing any more damage or causing any fatalities, because these high-speed pursuits, they cause nearly 400 deaths a year, and it costs the government more than $1 billion a year. You got damages, of course, lawsuits, and medical bills. So tell us how your tech works.
So what it does is it slows the events. So when law enforcement is faced with a high-risk vehicle event, like a pursuit or a stolen car or even an activity that they think could evolve into a pursuit, they'll use the technology, the StarChase technology, to tag that vehicle. They will try to effect a traffic stop. If the vehicle does not stop, what they'll do is generally back off to not sort of aggravate a situation that could turn into a pursuit or further aggravate a pursuit in progress. And once they do that, they're tracking that suspect vehicle every 3 seconds or so on a map-based display from a multiple of devices, everything from a smart pad to an iPhone, Android, or dispatch.
Wow, that's great. And, that's terrific.
Yeah, and it really does slow the events. And one other statistic, too, is not only the deaths, is the injuries. Upwards of 50,000 people a year are injured by these pursuits, and it's an underreported statistic, but it's one that takes a lot of lives and injures a lot of people. And we're not talking about hangnails and broken thumbs.
Oh, no, this is some serious stuff.
Sadly.
So, Trevor, how did you come up with this idea?
I came out of a technology background, and years ago was actually speaking to somebody in law enforcement. And all they had were literally traditional methods, which were just a high-speed pursuit, which is basically chase them until they stop or crash or some event happens to stop the vehicle, the advent of these tire deflation devices were just coming about, and this is years ago. So there weren't a lot of options. So having a technology background, I thought about tying the GPS in, and that's how the mission started. So it was really a tool that is designed to not interfere with that vehicle, with the suspect vehicle by, say, popping tires or, you know, adding additional potential liability or risk to the whole situation. So I was trying to develop a technique that would allow law enforcement to use a new tool to slow events, to change the behavior of, you know, the traditional high-speed pursuit. And that's the technology is really accomplishing that on a daily basis, which is super exciting to see.
So you must be hearing a lot of success stories back, right?
We do. Almost every day we hear from our agency partners, which is fantastic. We hear directly from officers that, you know, they say statements like, it's like having a partner on board. Nobody wants, from law enforcement, really wants to engage in a high-speed pursuit. They want to do the right thing. They want to get home at night to their family, just like everybody else does on this planet. And it is a tool that, when agencies are using it, has really changed the dynamics of how they're addressing these high-risk vehicles situations out there.
What's the big objection to getting more penetration of this tool to more police departments? Is it the cost?
It's not so much an objection. From even 5 years ago, agencies were pretty cash strapped. And what we're seeing now is agencies are budgeting for the technology. So that's exciting that it's also proving itself within law enforcement. So law enforcement is willing to sort of move forward with it on a much more frequent basis at this point. So it's out there proving that it does what it does. Not unlike what Taser was years ago. You know, everybody was probably a little shy about Taser. And then when it proved itself, it ended up, being the success that they've become.
Okay, so you being in the tech industry, and I wouldn't say this is far from being version 1.0 at this point, right?
Yes, very much so.
So let's say you're looking at 24 months from now and you're at version 10.0. What do you think? What else are you going to be adding to it, do you think?
I think what we're doing, we constantly upgrade the technology for some things you can see, some things you can't on the firmware. And the software that enables it.
Right.
We've come out with even just recently an app that basically partners with the technology and that gives agencies even further visibility into their operations and the people that, their officers out on the street. And that's an app that's, a very effective app at giving them visual ability to see everything during a particular event. Unlike, they really can't do that today.
So are you going to go public? Or are you going to sell?
We're open to all options. We're certainly open to investment.
Yeah.
But that is so funny. We're open to all options. Thank you for the question.
And by the way, if you want to contribute, we all have that going on. Hey, Trevor, thanks for joining us, especially in light of the big high-speed chase that was all over the news this past week that took place in Los Angeles. And it's nice to know that, these type of tools do exist. And with technology, maybe more police departments should seriously be taking a look at this to save lives and actually to save lives of not just people who are involved, but also the officers themselves. Hey, Trevor, have a great Memorial Day weekend.
All right. Ruth in Hyde Park, New York, is a longtime listener of the Kim Komando Show, and we thank her. And she called Kim for some advice on how to rid her car of Edna before she sells it. Now, I know what you're thinking. But Edna is not a person. Edna is what Ruth likes to call her electronic DNA. It's data that can be left behind when you connect your smartphone to your vehicle. In this call, Kim covers the steps that you need to know to protect yourself.
Ruth in Hyde Park, New York. Hi there, Ruth.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, I'm considering at some point trading in my current car for another one.
Okay.
And I came up with this little idea about what do I do about my electronic DNA, which I call Edna. For example, my phone, the home link, maybe my radio and other things I'm not even thinking about. Yeah. What do I do about Edna?
Edna. I like Edna. That's a good
Me
one.
Too.
It's like Edna's living in your car right now.
She is.
All right. So, well, thank you for your call, because a lot of people don't think about this. And a lot of people don't even think about this when they rent a car, that they just sync up their phone with a rental car, and without thinking twice that the rental car now has a copy of all their contacts, GPS, anything else that may be in there, text, you name it, whatever the car may be using. Do you have CarPlay or anything like that?
Not in my current vehicle, no.
Okay. All right. So basically what we're going to do is you're going to do a little manual process is that you're going to go into your phones. You're going to go, into your car settings, and you're going to start removing everything, whether it's a Bluetooth connection, remove any music or photos that you may have stored, clear out any type of GPS because we don't need to have the new owner know where you used to live, right? Okay,
yep.
where you work or where the car used to live, rather. And so unfortunately, it's a really manual process. There is a service where you're in New York. Okay, there's a service in New Jersey, and it's just starting up. It's actually a really good idea. is that for like $50, this company will come over and clear out Edna for you and make sure that you don't have any traces of it. But it's, I don't know if you necessarily need a service to do that. If you are familiar with how your car works, you could probably go in there. If you have any SD cards, you want to make sure that you remove them as well.
Now, the only SD card is the GPS that came with the car, which I don't use because I use my phone.
You know what? So many people do, right? I mean, it's like you look at, even with my car, I look at the GPS that came with the car, and it's inferior to what's available on my phone. And it's, you know, it's like, well, why would we even, you know, why are we paying for this?
It's old technology because most people now have a smartphone and there's GPS on the smartphone.
Yeah, exactly. So what kind of car are you going to get?
Probably a new Murano. I have one now and I like it.
That's nice. So do they have Google Car or Android Car, or do they have, they probably have Android, I bet.
Oh, well, you can get Android for your phone or Google Play now. I'm not Google Play. I mean, Apple
CarPlay.
CarPlay.
Yeah. Cause a lot of the manufacturers are sticking with one brand. I happen to really like Apple CarPlay. I think it works seamlessly. And what's really nice is that the newer models is that when you do get CarPlay, it syncs in automatically. It used to be that you'd have to actually plug in your phone to have it sync up. Now you can plug in, you get a charge, and then it does automatically sync up. And so you're not necessarily like futzing with all the settings. What's also really sweet is that suddenly it now works. Yes, can you believe it? CarPlay works. If you ever have any questions about which is the best system for your car, we've dabbled in it a little bit over at commando.com. It's probably a topic that we're going to take on as the summer approaches and we have some new car models that are hitting later on. But we do have some information over at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.com, of course. Hey, Ruth, thank you so much for your call.
Well, when you rent a car, you probably do that final check to make sure you didn't leave behind your sunglasses or your water bottle. But I bet you've never thought about all the data you leave behind if you've been connected to your rental car through your smartphone. I know it's scary stuff, but knowledge is power. And now that you're in the know, you can share this great information with the people in your life. Tell them you heard it from Kim Komando. It seems like every week we get a call from someone seeking advice on social media. They want to know what they can do to grow their business or get more likes and followers. Well, social media isn't always one size fits all. Sometimes you have to get creative and think outside the box. So in this call, Kim talks to Peter in San Jose, California. He's a landscape and nature photographer who has seen a little bit of activity on his social media accounts. But what he really wants to know is how he can exponentially grow those likes and shares. You want to keep listening for Kim's suggestions. That's next. But right now, we'd like to recognize our partners at Capterra.
Peter in San Jose, California. Hi there, Peter.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome.
Thank you. I have a kind of a photography-based question with a little bit of a backstory that I can kind of quickly go through. I'm a Bay Area photographer with landscape nature interests. I do some people sessions in there, too.
Okay.
I've been a hobbyist for about 30 years. And about a year ago, I was encouraged to create a Facebook and Instagram pages to showcase some of this stuff.
Awesome.
And it's slowly, you know, gaining traction. I add lots of good quality content daily, interact with all of my audience comments, try to personalize it as best I can. But I'm ready or curious of what does it take to get to that level of critical mass where shares start to grow the page exponentially with, you know, legitimate interested audience members.
Right, instead of just some spam that you might be getting along the way.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
You know, the easiest way, but it's also the hardest way, is to get somebody who already is an influencer to repost some of your photos.
Okay.
I mean, that's a slam dunk. Barring that you maybe cannot get Kim Kardashian to post one of your photos, which I'll tell you, I was just looking at them. You are very talented. What kind of gear do you use?
Thank you so much. You know, I'm from the camp of become fluent with what little gear that you have. I'm doing a lot of this with a Canon 80D, a kit lens, and I've got an aftermarket pretty decent telephoto lens that I use too.
Wow.
I don't shy away from my phone on occasion. I mean, I think the composition is much more important than, you know, the gear that anybody uses. I get asked that all the time. You know, what kind of camera should I buy?
Right.
I don't think it's that important, really.
And a lot of it is if you have an eye for it, too. I mean, can you do this or you can't do this? I mean, you could give somebody the best fit out there, but if they can't see it, then the camera's not going to see it either. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Exactly. And use, you know, post-processing software with use it very sparingly. I'm kind of a less is more kind of guy. But
all right. So let's talk about Instagram and Facebook. And have you tried to boost the posts?
Oh, I have. In fact, I've spent in 2018, I spent close to $700 on Facebook.
It doesn't really work. It doesn't.
It doesn't. No. And I found that out the hard way.
Amen. Yeah, the only thing that might work is if you did Facebook advertising and if you targeted women between, say 45 and 55 who have a kid graduating from high school, you know, and they live in the Bay Area, and then you're going to offer them a smoking deal on a portrait session, you know.
Yeah.
So you can target advertising. And that's one of the benefits of Facebook, by the way, is that you can target down to that specific in the minutia detail. You could even say if you want that, you know, if you want that woman to be working in high tech or not. Okay. If she has four kids or two kids, you know, so you can go down really into a lot of detail. So if you're going to do anything on Facebook or Instagram, because now it's, you know, they're owned by the same company, is to really look at doing more targeted advertising instead of just boosting the post, because you don't really know who's actually going to see it and if they have an inclination to actually react to any type of offer that you may be out there. I mean, with Instagram, the beautiful thing is that you are just a perfect match in heaven because you have these beautiful photos, and Instagram is all about photos. So, you know, maybe some ideas to make your page stand out as you do like a weekly theme. Maybe this week it's all black and white. Maybe the next week it's all pictures that have anything with the color orange in it. The next week, anything that relates to the space. So, and people have a tendency to follow those because if they are into space, they're going to make sure that they don't want to miss your next photo that may come out the next day. So instead of being randomized, see if you could focus and see if that would, no pun intended, see if that might also generate some interest. Stories are good. You already know about tagging, and I'm sure you know about geotagging. I don't know if you've ever thought about going live on Facebook.
That's a thought actually crossed my mind. I just didn't know if I was, you know, prepared for something like that. I didn't want to stumble all over the place with a live video.
Well, you know what? You could show a live video of something that's taking place in your area, whether it's an event, a news, whatever it could be. You know, I can tell right now, and looking at your photos and just speaking with you as briefly as we have, that you're passionate, you're bright, but most importantly, you're articulate. And you're a communicator.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
And as a communicator, if you did a Facebook Live about here are five things you need to know before you shoot your July 4th fireworks photos, you might get a following.
Wow.
And so where they
great point.
Where it becomes event tied. You could also do a contest. Contests are pretty big too. People love to win stuff, you know, where maybe you're going to give away up to $150, $200 on a portrait session for somebody who's graduating school, class. It doesn't. Maybe they're graduating kindergarten, right? Okay. Maybe
that's
eighth
cool.
grade, maybe high school, maybe graduation, whatever it may be. And so, you know, it's a multi-tiered approach to getting as many followers as possible. And Peter, give me a call back when you start gaining some momentum and let's take it to the next level here on The Kim Komando Show. Hey, you want to hear more? Become a Kim's Club member today, and you can get the entire show's podcast. You can listen to parts again. You can listen to everything that you missed. And best of all, you can listen on your own schedule. You get 3 jam-packed hours of me right there at your fingertips. What could be better than that? Nothing. Knowledge is power. And here's the deal. I have a very special offer for you. That's right. You can save 20% right now on your annual membership, but you have to use promo code PODCAST. That's right. Otherwise, you're going to pay more. Head over to GetKim.com and join today, and be sure to use promo code PODCAST.
Well, breaking up is hard to do, but technology can make it a little less stressful. In this week's Digital Life Hack Tip, Kim put together a list of tech resources that'll help ease the transition if you or someone you know is going through a breakup.
All right, let's go ahead and do our Digital Life Hacks tip. And every week we put one of these together for you because, let's just face it, tech doesn't come with manuals, and quite often we learn by doing. And this week, well, it's not a happy topic, but it's a really important topic. We're going to be talking about divorce. And if you're divorced, getting divorced, you know somebody who is divorced, this is definitely a Digital Life Hack tip that you want to pass along, because we put together some amazing tech resources that will make it easier on you, make it easier on the kids, and definitely make it easier on your finances. So let's just start right here at the top with the children. Schedules can be really tough, especially when mom and dad are not, well, talking very well or talking very nicely to each other. So that's why if you are confused over custody schedules, there's a free program called Cozy. It helps coordinate, communicate everybody's schedules. You can track to-do lists, make plans for dinner, keep everybody on the same page. Along the same lines is having a good calendar program. Divorced couples need to avoid conflicts. So this way you create a calendar, you can share editing permissions with your ex so they can make modifications. You can schedule weekly visits. There's also co-parenter, there's custody junction, and there's Square Hub. Each one has a little bit of a different angle, but I think if you take a look at Cozy, Google Calendar, and be sure to especially look at co-parenter, that I think that one is really fabulous because it lets you make sure, for example, that you and your ex know when someone's picking up the kid from soccer practice or who's dropping them off at school. You can also send a secure, non-trackable notification where you can record every time you and the kids exchange the children, providing that you were on time every time. And the program's free, and then after that, it costs $120 a year. Now, what about money and tracking child support costs? Well, that's where apps like AppClose, Support Pay gives you a one-stop place to manage your child support, your family support, spousal support, alimony, and child expenses in a really super easy-to-use application that you can access from either the web or your mobile device. Now, of course, you say divorce, that means you're also dealing with the legal system. That's where there's custody ex exchange, divorce log, talking parents, there's Our Family Wizard, just a whole list of resources. Matter of fact, we put together 13 in all.
Okay, so I know that you want everything that I just mentioned and more in the Digital Life Hacks tip just right there on your screen. Maybe you even want to print it. Yes, I know you do. So just head over to the website, commando.com, K-O-M-A-N-D-O, of course, and in the search box, just type in the topic, and I'm sure it'll pop right up for you. So as you just heard, I'm just a nice person. Okay. If you come on the air with me, I'm not going to beat you up, I promise, like some other hosts might do. Or maybe you just have an interesting story involving tech that you'd like to share with me on the air. Well, be a part of the show. It's so fun. And get this, you get to tell all of your neighbors and friends and family members that, huh, I'm a national radio star. Just leave us a message. Here's the number. I know, it's pretty old school. 602-212-0058. Okay, you ready? Do you have a pen? You're going to text it to yourself? 602-212-0058. Just leave me a message, and then either myself or one of our producers will get right back with you, and we can schedule a time for you to be on my show. How fun is that? And to get the whole Kim Komando show every single week, you just have to be a Kim's Club member. And I'll tell you, I'm cheap. I'm like $3 a month cheap. And then you can download the entire show and listen on your time, on your schedule, and learn things every single day. You also get special perks you can't find anywhere else. Like, for example, you can watch the Kim Komando TV show. You can actually see us record the whole thing, go behind the scenes. When radio stations go to commercials, not you, you get to see Andrew and I, well, you know, have fun. And if you're ever in Phoenix, you can come see the show and we'll actually meet face to face. We can get a photo that you can put on your social media and think about that. That's just priceless. All of this and a lot more for just $3 a month? Oh my gosh, how can you not do this? Go to getkim.com. That's where you sign up. Getkim.com. Now, be sure you subscribe to Komando On Demand because, hey, we'll be back with more highlights and phone calls of another great show. I'm Kim Komando. Thanks for listening. And by the way, for more digital know-how, just hit our website, komando.com. And we also have these amazing free newsletters that you can sign up for, too.
Hey, we hope you enjoyed these highlights from the Kim Komando Show on this episode of Komando on Demand. We'll be back next week with more highlights and more of your phone calls. Until next time, I'm Mike James for Kim Komando. Thanks for listening.